You are a fool, Shelby Goldfish.
Recording all of this, too.
Behind the microphone, you are a fool.
I don't think about things before I say them.
I'm done. I gotta go. If this is an outtake, I'm so done. I'm so done.
Howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to episode 275 of the Nintendoki podcast for Monday, July 27th, 2015. I am your host, Tony, and he's back this week, my co-host, Shelby.
Something's popping.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Not it.
I blame Shannon.
It's always my fault.
Yep.
What's going on, Shelby? We missed you the last couple of weeks.
What? I don't know. I don't want to do this.
Well, okay. We'll go on to Micah then. Hey, yeah. Micah, what's going on?
What?
Did you guys have fun at Tokyo and Tulsa last week?
Yes. Yes, we did.
I don't remember.
It's been 7 days.
It's been a long time.
So, I know...
Feels like a lot more than 7 days.
I know for a fact Shannon had fun.
Kalulimpa!
Jeez. And Shannon was all over the internet after last week, too, it seemed like. Everywhere.
I had to be seen with him.
Tons and tons of Facebook posts. I saw a couple of Twitter posts with him on there. I was like, man, Shannon is a superstar.
Man, I had people telling me that I was their favorite cosplay, and I had people telling me that I was the worst, most terrible person in the world for dressing up as Tingle. So, a wide range of emotions thrown my direction.
To be fair, that's what you should have expected.
Both of those statements are true.
It was good. It was very, very good. I had a blast.
How'd the balloon go over?
It lasted about a day and a half.
Did it really?
Yeah. I think the heat of summer in Tulsa just killed it walking in and out of that convention center.
Oh, you mean going from 70 degrees to 120 seven times a day had an effect on an elastic-filled device with helium in it?
Yeah.
I said that wrong, but you know what I mean.
Yep. We are in our hottest period of the year where it will be 110, 115 on a regular basis.
Oh, that was brutal. It was
the
brutal.
Good thing about that, though, is that you don't have to mow the yard for about 2 months.
That's pretty nice.
All of the grass will be dead.
Mine's not dead. Fire spontaneously in the middle of the day.
I'm trying to kill it.
You're trying to kill it?
Yes. I step on it really hard.
You should just go out there with some Roundup and just spray your whole yard.
Don't do that. Don't do that. It's a terrible idea.
A lot of work.
All right, guys. Well, there's not a whole lot of news, but there's a lot of other stuff to talk about. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about some of the games we've been playing. Okay, Shannon, I see you filling up the show notes with stuff
helium.
That you've been playing. No, not helium. I don't know how successful he could fill up the show notes with helium.
I mean, Google Docs, there's a button, I think, for that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You should be.
So, what have you been playing this week, Shannon?
I have played a lot. Man, when we were in Tulsa, we went to Dave & Buster's, and I tried out the new Star Wars Battle Pod. That is pretty awesome. That was pretty good. At Tokyo and Tulsa, I think I spent well over an hour or two playing WWE Hall of Fame pinball table. I forget the actual name of the table, but yeah, Lucas brought that.
It's the collector's edition of the WrestleMania one, Legends of WrestleMania.
Dude, that was awesome. That's a fantastic table. And then I spent like 4 hours unlocking all of the games in Rhythm Heaven Fever in the game room.
You did the world a service.
Yeah. And, you know, nobody else was unlocking them all, so gotta do what I gotta do. Lauren and I got to try Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Still married?
Still married, yes.
Cool.
She beat you every time?
She beat me in every mode except the Puyo Puyo Tetris mode. Like, she enjoyed the Puyo Puyo mode and the Tetris mode, and then when you mash them together, she seemed to get frustrated. I think it's just, you gotta remember all the gels. The bricks are the Tetraminos are heavier than the gels, so it's all gonna sink. And then, so that was pretty much all I played at Tokyo and Tulsa. When I got home, I started playing Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance.
What?
I thought you started playing that before Tokyo and Tulsa.
No. Go on.
Pretty sure you already... Whatever, go on.
I picked it up, but I never started playing it.
Oh, okay.
I ran up the side of a gigantic cyborg, sliced its face open, and then 30 minutes later was jumping across scraps of building as they were blowing up, running across missiles as I chased it down and just destroyed it. It was...
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the prologue, son.
Oh, I know. I'm on chapter 2.
Tony, that's next for you, man. After what you've been playing, I know what you're doing next.
Well, you have to have a 360 to be able to do that.
Or a computer, or PS3.
None of which Tony has.
Dang it! You're
right. Nope, I have none of that stuff, so.
Great.
I know what you're thinking. If he doesn't have a computer, how is he using Skype for this podcast? Well, you ever watch Gilligan's Island? Kind of like that.
Coconuts.
It's his iPod Touch.
So yeah, Rising Revengeance. A lot of insane, unbelievable stuff is going on. The last thing I did before turning the system off was like save some little boy out of the sewers.
They kind of talk like this, man.
Did you catch the Secret of the Ooze reference?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Go ninja, go ninja.
Did he literally say go ninja, go ninja?
He says, oh, a ninja? Cowabunga. And then you, like, you know, get up and stand all hardcore-like, and then, you know, the bad guys come in, and then he says, go ninja, go ninja, go.
All right, that's about as subtle as a soldier.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Was it Vanilla Ice?
Basically.
That's pretty awesome. So that was the last thing I did, and then I kind of fell asleep on the couch because I was really tired, and it was like 2 a.m.
In the Japanese version, that kid still says cowabunga.
Yeah, because how do you translate cowabunga? There's no Japanese word for that.
I don't know, but I mean, it wasn't something they just threw in for, you know, a Western audience or whatever.
If it was, it'd be bunga bunga. That'd be the closest thing.
He says, oh, a ninja, cowabunga, or something like that. Ethan would know. He has that game on lock. He knows.
I also played a little bit of Project Diva F2. I'm really bad at F2. Really bad at F2.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Not being fair on yourself.
I don't know. I think I need to listen to the songs more. I think the thing that helped me out the most with the first Project Diva F was the fact that I have the soundtrack on my iPod or my iPhone, so I listen to it a lot. So maybe getting some of these songs to just listen to on rotation would be helpful.
It helps, yeah.
Then last night I started playing Cubic Ninja.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
don't disrespect the audience, Shannon. People know you.
Don't lie to the people, Shannon.
I went into the QR code creation part of that game.
And you played the QR code game?
Right. I don't think you were scanning QR codes.
I scanned one QR code that installed the homebrew launcher onto my system. Or installed a pass through on the cartridge to access the bootable homebrew menu on my SD card.
Was this on your new 3DS?
Yeah, it's working like a charm too. The whole goal of getting the Ninja Hacks 2.0.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The whole point of getting this thing to work was because I needed to be able to play a game that came in the mail, and that would be Rhythm Tengoku the Best Plus.
How is that different than any other Rhythm Heaven stuff we've gotten over here?
Is it a compilation of all the others?
It's a compilation of all the others with a bunch of new stuff, and there's also a story to it to some extent. Like, I don't know what the heck is going on because I can't read Japanese.
Oh, this is the brand new one that just came out for 3DS, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it has some of the DS games?
It has Game Boy Advance rhythm games. It has the DS games and the Wii games.
Do they let you map any of the swipe to buttons?
I have not. I've only run into... Everything is mapped to the buttons.
Okay.
So that's the best way I can explain it. Everything
okay, that's all I need to know.
That is okay. Good.
Okay. Yeah, everything I've run into so far, the only two inputs I have are any face button on the right side or any direction with the D-pad. You only have to use either one side or the other and just hit them in time. Very similar to how... lose my train of thought. What was the Harmonite? Harmonite. Very similar to how Harmonite split it up.
Okay.
Like just does that make sense? Sections or like the typical the Rhythm Heaven stuff is like in columns and then you unlock a remix, unlock more columns, but Harmonite, I don't know how it worked.
No, I meant like as far as actually playing the rhythm games, like Harmonite, you would have certain notes that you would execute by hitting a direction on the D-pad and certain notes that you would hit by hitting A, B, X, or Y. It does the same thing in this. It's just remapped some of the mini games to work with that.
All right, I don't care anymore.
Okay. The way that I have been unlocking mini games so far is I go into an area where somebody's apparently trapped behind a locked door, and I have to play the four mini games and then unlock the door and move on to four more mini games and unlock another door and so on and so forth. I have yet to run into a remix, though. So I don't know when that's going to happen. I have unlocked 8 mini games so far.
Those remixes are always the best part.
They are. Yeah, all of these older games that I've played so far, like I played the Karate Man and I think it's Birdie. It's the one where you're playing badminton in airplanes, and they've all been just redesigned and given the 3D upgrade, and they all look great.
I imagine that. The badminton one in 3D looks crazy.
It does. It's not as, you don't have all the clouds and stuff running across, at least not in that portion of the minigame. I may have to wait until I get to an endless mode, because a lot of these are short and, like, it's not just a direct rip of the Wii version of Rhythm Tengoku. They took the game and then, put new beats into it.
All right, you've literally spent longer talking about this game than it takes you to actually play one of the mini games.
Yes. It's fantastic. I'm having a lot of fun.
Good.
Is that it?
That is it so far.
But
what?
What happened to the Yakuza 4?
I didn't get time. I played enough Pachinko at Tokyo and Tulsa. I'm good.
He was playing Metal Gear Solid.
You need to get back to the game. You're still on the first character out of 4.
Look, you should have never told me there was darn Pachinko Simulator.
That's true. In
Yakuza 4.
That might be true, but you need to have some self-control over your virtual gambling addiction.
That's also true.
I was perfectly fine being oblivious to that fact, Mike.
Well,
ignorance is
have
bliss.
Lauren there with you and have her slap you if you walk into the volcano.
What are you buying?
I ordered a new pair of over-the-ear headphones.
Why?
Because I would like a nice set of headphones.
Yeah, like I said, that was kind of like, why are you being so confrontational, Micah?
Why would you need good sound?
Because I kind of want to play Taiko Drum Master on the Vita.
Oh, that's what's up.
And it'd be nice to hear Rhythm Tengoku a little bit better.
Meh. What was that other thing?
You hate, but just wait, just wait. I'm going to hand it to you next time I'm in town. I'm going to hand you Rhythm Tengoku, and you're like, man, Shannon, you were right. This game's awesome.
He won't accept it because it's not Taiko. He'll have Taiko in his hands. He won't be able to hold your Rhythm Tengoku.
I won't stand for you telling me that game is better than Taiko. That's just not true.
Like, somehow, inexplicably, when he sets down his Vita, he just has the stinking garden breadstick sticks in his hand somehow. Whatever the heck those things are. Bocce sticks?
You mean Olive Garden breadsticks?
He's had them surgically implanted into his arm so that they're ready at a moment's notice. He's like, the Assassin's Creed Hidden Blades.
Yeah, he's like Wolverine, Schnickbub. They just come out.
You just said garden breadsticks.
Yeah, whatever. Same difference.
Whatever.
Isn't olives grow in gardens? So sticks?
I've grown sticks in gardens.
I had an awesome mail day the other day. I got Taiko no Tatsujin V version and Rhythm Tengoku the Best Plus. I just chose to go with the one that I knew I'd be the only one playing.
He's doing it for the content, Micah.
Okay. All right.
So what you been playing,
Micah? All you want. I did the right thing and played a whole lot of Taiko on the Vita V version. We should all be very, very thankful that a new modern Taiko game has been released on a region-free system.
Yeah, nobody's thankful it came out in this country, because it didn't.
It did not come out in this country, but if you have a Vita, you can import this game and finally enjoy Taiko on a system that was sold in the U.S. other than the PS2.
I should probably do that at some point.
Or the PSP. I guess you could have imported the PSP once. What'd you say?
I should do that at some point.
And then, Shannon, what did you say?
For under 50 bucks.
For under 50 bucks. It has a very, very good song list. And I was surprised they didn't let you use the touchscreen for any of it. I've played a lot of the iOS version, and that actually worked really well with the touchscreen. But, of course, you can use all the face buttons and the triggers, and you can map them any different way. You can even use the left and right analog stick, which is interesting. I don't know why you would, but you have every option available if you want to, except the touchscreen.
You can't map it to the touchscreen at all?
I don't think so. I should go in and dig a little bit more, but in the main, you know, it's part of like the initial setup. I haven't gone digging through any other options, but when you first start going to the song selection list, it says, okay, pick which method you want, A, B, C, D, or whatever. And it's then kind of laying out your button mapping how you want to.
Which one have you found to be most comfortable for you?
I think I have X and circle and left and down as red. And then I have triangle and square and up and right as blue, along with the triggers.
Oh my gosh, is this what we're doing?
Yeah.
No problem. I mean, I know you guys like this game. Fine, it's fun to play. But we do not need to start talking about which buttons on the Vita are the red and blue part of the drum. That is too esoteric.
I also got horribly addicted to Groove Coaster. Horribly addicted. Tony, a couple weeks ago, we ditched you because we went to Round 1, that Japanese arcade in Dallas, Arlington. Yeah. And I met an old friend there, Groove Coaster. Shelby and I played it in Japan a little bit, and this is a vertical screen, Taito-produced rhythm game that's kind of like a roller coaster in space, and you have a bunch of blips along the roller coaster lines, and you can play along to a lot of really great songs. Well, this is also on iOS. I've been playing a lot on iPad and iPhone, and for a couple bucks, I picked up that Vocaloid artist, Deco27. Is that his name, Shelby?
Yeah.
That is a great song pack for a few bucks. I've really been enjoying that and a couple other things I picked up. But that is a very, very fun rhythm game. I highly recommend that. We also played the new Sound Vortex they just got in. That kind of seems to be like a successor to Beatmania. It's a little bit simplified, but it's another note highway type game that also has kind of like synthesizer fader knobs on it that you can kind of do effects to kind of flip your screen around and, you know, sweep the filter, if you will.
That's a really cool rhythm game, Sound Vortex. We played a lot of stuff down there, man. Between that and TNT, I could bore you guys to death, but those were some of the big ones for me. Shelby, can you think of anything else really hot at Round 1 or TNT that was new?
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's stuff we've talked about before, so that's probably it.
Oh, right.
What are you buying?
So Taiko and the Vita, and PlayStation Mobile shut down about a week or two ago, and right before it did, I went and picked up that Life of Pixel game you told us about, Tony?
Yeah.
On the Vita. And I didn't know this, but there was a mobile version of Tokyo Jungle.
Really?
Yeah, wow. So I wanted to pick that up too. It's more like a grid-based strategy version from what the screenshots look like anyways. My Vita has been occupied with Taiko, but I intend to go check those out soon too.
I had no idea Life of Pixel was on mobile.
Yeah, PlayStation Mobile.
Life with Pixels? So, what surprises you? Not Tokyo Jungle? That should have blown your mind.
Life of Pixel, this kind of jumped out at
me. All right, fair enough.
It bums me out that I didn't get on there before it was gone.
Sorry, dude.
It's okay.
I also went through on my 360 and bought some of the old games that I had the demos of that, you know, kind of wanted to lock in the full version just in case they ever get pulled for whatever reason, because that's always a fear looming above my head in this new digital age. So I went and got all those Sega Vintage Collections, notably like the Streets of Rage one, there's a Golden Axe one, there's a Toe Jam and Earl one, Monster World one. These have a really good menu system when you first get into them. Like the Monster World one, it actually has like the old sit-down candy cabinet Sega arcade machines as the interface when you get into it. You guys know I'm a total sucker for that kind of stuff, so I couldn't resist. But it's pretty cool. Did you say something?
No one said anything.
Oh, sorry, I got a little kickback there.
Okay, weird.
That's probably it, though. Shelby, what have you been up to, man?
I don't know. Keep the Japanese rhythm game train rolling along. I played Project Diva. Of course I did. Who knew?
Wait. What? I bet you played some Persona Q.
Yeah, I did. You know what I didn't play? Desert Golfing, which used to be part of the trifecta.
That is true.
But now it's only a difecta? Bifecta?
Didn't you delete that, or is it still on your phone?
No, I deleted it off my phone. There really wasn't anything I could do with it anymore. I couldn't get past hole 3,656. So.
I just made it past hole 1,000.
Man, I remember those days. Back when the ground was brown. I saw a rock one time. I hit it with the ball over and over until the rock went in the hole. And then it filled the hole, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to get the golf ball to go in the hole. But it worked out, because the dude who made the game probably thought of that.
he knew one day you were going to come along and try that. So
I thought about trying to see how many holes I could take that rock to. But yeah, I just kind of left it back on hole, like 1,500 or 2,500, whatever it was. It was somewhere back in there.
You're still playing the same two games from last November?
Yeah,
still I'm berating him, Tony. You're still playing the last two games that you've been playing since November 2014?
Well, to be fair, like more Project Diva games have come out since then. I mean, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got like 8 Project Diva games, and then there's like the Miku Flick games, so that's not 10.
At least Shannon try to play new stuff.
But to be fair, though, Micah, those are very good games.
Oh, well, they are. I absolutely agree. And I do enjoy those games.
Just wait till we get to what I've been playing section, because I'm going old school.
I don't play anything else. Remember, I played Yakuza Dead Souls in like 3 settings?
That's true.
Yeah.
We only got 1 week's worth of content out of that.
Well, I don't know what more you expect from me. Yakuza 5 will be coming along at some point. But yeah, as Micah mentioned, I have been playing Persona Q some.
Yay. How far are you?
I'm on the very last dungeon, the super secret last dungeon, and I'm on the last two floors of the last dungeon, so I'm very close to the end. I'm thinking about, just farming some money and, like, buying, like, the last few pieces of equipment for, like, other characters and stuff like that. As I was working my way through, I tried using, like, all the characters, but now that I'm on the last dungeon, I've got my A-team back in.
So this is the end dungeon of the second playthrough, isn't it?
Yeah, which I discovered something. Apparently, if I want to fight Margaret, Elizabeth, and Theodore, all the Velvet Room attendants, at the same time, I would have to play through the game a third time.
Is that in the cards?
Your fate is in the cards, just like mine is, Tony. I don't know. That's a tall order. I don't know if I want to go through that game a third time. Not right now, at least. Maybe at some point. No, I don't think I'm going to do that, but I'm getting pretty close to like max level. I think my character's like 87 or something at this point, so I'm getting up there.
Do they max out at 99?
Probably. I don't really know. I'm guessing so. They usually do.
What are you buying?
I don't know. It's been like a month. I probably bought Amiibo and other toys. And...
Man, we freaking bought Rosalina yesterday.
Yeah, that happened. Wait, no, it didn't happen at all. It happened. Palutena.
Not Rosalina, Palutena.
The heck is wrong with you? You're having
I don't know, man. I'm just looking at a blob of Amiibo.
You're having Amiibo flashbacks. What is wrong with you?
He's got post-traumatic Amiibo stress.
I do.
Yikes.
But Palutena actually worked. It was like 6 minutes late.
It took a minute because we started clicking on it. Like we started getting 404s, and I rolled my eyes pretty hard there for a second and thinking, well, here we go again. But no, it finally went up. Like I said, it was a few minutes late, but we got her, you know, with minimal amount of hassle. So good on Amazon for getting that done.
Shannon, did you go down that path with us?
Nope.
Good man. Tony?
No.
Good man.
Better people. Better people.
Self-respect.
But Palutena is the goddess of life, and I will do anything I can to try to tell somebody that I want another Kid Icarus game, or a one that works, that they should have made.
If you guys buying those Amiibo means we get a new Kid Icarus game, I fully support you 100%.
That's not what that means. You know what that means? That means we're going to make more Amiibo.
Yeah.
They don't interpret that as, hey, we need to make a Kid Icarus game. They interpret that as, hey, these things make lots of money.
Nobody. But if those characters sell, then that means they're popular.
No, I don't think that's how that works.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how that doesn't work.
I'm trying to be optimistic about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be pessimistic.
There's no positive spin on Amiibo's time.
So I got Palutena, and I'll add that to my dark pit sitting over here. And yeah, that'll be all the Amiibo that's come out so far, because I'm an idiot. I'm not... So I made a decision. I'm making an executive decision.
Okay.
I'm not buying Animal Crossing Amiibo or cards.
Good man.
Not doing
it. I will join you in that.
Shannon, you joining him?
No.
Let's give it a resounding.
Wait, what do you mean, no? Like, no, you're not joining him?
Let's make a pact.
No. I think you tried this once, Shelby.
Yeah, but now we know the horrors of Amiibo firsthand. It's not like we were just like, well, maybe it'll be good. You know, sunshine,
hold on,
and lollipops.
Hold on, I think Shannon just forfeit his life on the air. Are you joining him?
He's not answering Micah.
Yeah, well, okay, I asked Micah the same question. I like how he turned it around and didn't ever, you know, address it either.
That's true, he didn't.
Yeah, I know how this game works.
Because we know Micah will have probably two of all the Animal Crossing Amiibo.
Look, it doesn't matter what I do. This household is going to have those.
You know you're going to buy them, and she's going to buy them too, so you'll have two of them sitting there next to each other on your shelf.
Oh man, Lego Dimensions is going to...
Oh yeah, that's going to kill us both.
I'm also not going to buy the Yarn Yoshi Amiibo.
That's not true.
No, that's 100% true. I'm done. I'm just going to buy the stinking Smash ones. I kind of want to have all those, but like I said, I kind of want the Smash trophies. I don't know why. I still shouldn't even want those because I literally have not used any of these things. I look at them once and they come out of the package. Say, hey, that's a cool looking toy, and put it in this case over here. That's not true. I pose them sometimes and go around and change them. I don't have enough time to give them all attention like I want to. That's because I have too many. I hate Amiibo. Tony.
What's up?
What's up with you?
No.
What?
Shelby, I think you forgot about something.
Well, I probably did. I don't know what. You're going to have to tell me. I literally don't know.
It's yellow.
What?
I hate you, Shelby.
What?
I have never seen you move like that in my life. You called me, dude.
Oh, yeah. How did I forget about that?
Because you're... on something tonight, man. Like,
so remember that Project Diva controller that I would have strangled you for, Tony?
Yeah.
He called me, Tony. Well,
Hey. You called me when the Miku Big controller was up for sale saying, yo, it's up if you want one. You know, just letting you know. So I'm just returning the favor.
Okay. No, I appreciate the service. I'm not judging you for that. I'm just saying it's that level purchase. Yeah. It doesn't just gloss away onto Tony's segment.
So Shannon broke, you know, committed a cardinal sin and sent me a PlayAsia link in a text message.
Don't do that, Shannon.
I believe I was called your hero.
You were, but I mean, you know, still doesn't mean you like broke a law that you probably shouldn't have broke. I mean, I'm thankful for it because I bought that so fast. So what did I buy? I guess I should probably say there's a okay. So the Miku controller, not the big one that Mike has got that you know he got from PlayAsia after his whole thing. We've heard that story. The mini controllers that are you know way more easy to use is basically
one of which you already have
shrunk down version of the arcade board, which basically Mike bought, which is awesome. Yeah, so I already have one, which is Miku one, which I've used a lot, which is awesome. But they made a yellow one, and yellow is my favorite color, and it has Ren and Lin, which was released for Project F Second's release in Japan. And I always wanted one because I love yellow, and it's super cool looking, but I never could get one, and my heart was shattered one day when I thought I'd found one, and I didn't want to pay $500 for them on eBay, so I'm like, hey, you know what? Maybe it's not to be. But Shannon, being my hero, sent me a PlayAsia link. It was like $85, and Mike sold. I bought that as, what do you mean, backpedal? What did I do?
Now he's your hero.
I said he was my hero, but I also said, we have a rule. We don't send PlayAsia links to each other. I get yelled at anytime I send an AmiAmi link, even though I sent you an AmiAmi link saying, hey, look, Kazuma Figma.
I don't yell at you for that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. You do personally too? Screen those links for me. That's You're nice. Doing me a service.
But anyway, I bought that literally as fast as I could. The only reason I didn't buy it faster because my hands were quite literally shaking with excitement because I was so excited that I was actually going to be able to get it, worried that it wouldn't happen. Like my hands were trembling, no joke.
The length of that text was me saying, Shelby, don't hate me, and then the link, am I a bad friend, ? Transaction completed, 5 seconds later, coming back from Shelby.
Yeah, that was awesome. So that should be showing up, at some point. I don't know. I'll have to play through all the Project Diva games, I guess, again.
Great.
Because you've never played those games before.
Well, not with a yellow controller. It'll be yellow this time.
Guaranteed years worth of content.
Also
people.
One of my favorite Vocaloid songs.
Nintendo Oki Podcast 2016.
KZ Live Tune, dropping the beats, bringing you the hits. So yeah, I bought that, and it's pretty awesome, and I'm super excited about it. And I don't know. What else am I forgetting? I don't know. I got a teddy bear signature. That was kind of dope.
Man, that was an awesome concert.
I guess, Micah, you want to explain this? You're better talking about things than I am.
Oh, don't.
All right, never mind then. Moving on, Tony. We'll just leave that one hanging, I guess.
So, I've been playing this game on the 3DS. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Okay.
I played through the whole thing.
I thought you played that like 2 years ago.
Oh, I did.
Didn't you say you didn't like it then?
I said, saying that a new Super Mario Brothers game is bad is saying like there's a bad Leonardo da Vinci painting. They're all amazing, but this is the least of the new Super Mario Brothers games. I think the lowest of all of them. But I wanted something to play on my 3DS. I was bored at work one day, so I said, okay, I'll just start this because my save file a long time ago had gotten deleted. So.
What does it say about me that I don't think I can name four artists that aren't Ninja Turtles?
It means that you have a very narrow taste in
art. I'm not very cultured. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you probably should. Artsy stuff is lost on me, such as when I watched End of Evangelion earlier today and was friggin' confused and angry and everything else. You're right, Shannon. Moving on.
All right. So I was just like, I just want to play a Mario game. So it was sitting there, and I was like, I don't want to play the original Super Mario Brothers because I play that every week. So I just plopped that down. I plopped down and started playing through that, and by the time I was done, I had finished the whole game.
What's the current global gold coin total?
Oh, I don't even pay attention to any of that stuff.
What's your current gold coin total? Because apparently if you get a million, you get a hot menu change.
It is, and I think right now I'm at like 76,000.
You gonna get that menu?
Oh no, I didn't do it the first time. I'm not even gonna think about trying it again.
Wait, why didn't you just pick up from like what?
Because my save file had gotten deleted, so I had to start from zero. Okay.
How'd your save file get deleted?
Oh, that happened a long time ago. A lot of my stuff on the 3DS had ended up getting deleted somehow.
Wait. Do I want to know? Does this have to do with the fact you have five kids, or did you do a system transfer?
No, I think it came from a system transfer.
Yeah.
Aww.
The only way to win that game is not play.
A lot of my... I have to start over on a lot of my stuff. But I just played through that one. And while I was at it, while I was at home, I started playing Super Mario 3D World and finished that this week as well.
You're just binging Mario, then.
I am, apparently. I think I'm getting ready for Super Mario Maker. That's what I'm doing. I'm studying level design so that I can make good levels for Super Mario Maker.
Yeah, I bet your family will have a ton of fun with Mario Maker, I bet. That'll be a hit in the Miller household.
I think so.
Yep.
How cool would that be? Like, you sit down, and this is the Miller family Mario game. Like, everybody builds a level in a world, and there's, like, so many worlds. That'd be really cool.
I think that would be awesome. But I've been playing through Mario 3D World with Andrew, actually.
How does that work? Isn't he like 2.5?
He can play Mario games. He's 3. He can play Mario games.
All right. Man.
He can finish levels in Super Mario 3D World with no problem.
He's already better at Mario. Already better at Mario Kart than you, huh?
He's not quite better at Mario Kart than me. He can finish races, and he's finished in not last against the computer.
Oh. Does he beat you in Smash?
If he played Smash, he would totally beat me in Smash.
You're pretty bad at Smash.
I am awful at Smash. But he and I have been playing through that, and if I'm playing by myself, I'll give the controller to him at the end of the level because he likes to get the flag, and you know, he gets to the top of the flagpole and see the flag go up, and he gets all excited when it changes to whatever character that I'm playing. Nice. And at the end of each of the worlds, he likes to save the lady. The little fairy, he calls her a lady, fairy that's trapped in the bottle. He said he wants to save the lady, so I let him do that at the end of all of the castles.
Nice.
So I've been playing through that, and I have finished that and gotten most of the green stars. Not all of them, but most of them. So, will I ever completely finish that game? No, because there's that super secret world at the end that takes everybody 100 tries to finish, and I'll never finish that one. But that's all I've been playing that I can talk about right now.
I'd click on the merchant sound effect, but I've appeared to have lost my mouse. Oh, there it is.
What are you buying?
I don't know how I lost it. There's nothing on this desk.
So, I sent Micah a message earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
From PlayAsia. That
said, I may or may not have a copy of Bayonetta 1 and 2 in my hands right now.
Hey!
Good man.
And I started playing Bayonetta 1. I'm probably 7 hours into the game at this point. I've played it almost nonstop for the last 3 days. That game is amazing.
Nice.
Like, amazing, amazing. It's yep. So awesome. At one point, yep. I sent Micah a text, and I was like, Bayonetta just surfed a monster down a river of lava.
Yep.
I seriously feel like at some point, there's just diminishing returns on this stuff. You can't just keep turning it up. It's got to be like...
Well, you can.
It's got to be like comedy. You can't just like keep saying crazier and crazier stuff and it's funnier and funnier. There's a limit at some point. I just don't know.
No. No.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
No. Because at some point, this game goes beyond the depths of space and time. So your knob doesn't even have numbers anymore, man.
You're describing the end
turn
of
it up.
Gear and Logon, basically. You're spirals and anti-spirals. You're throwing galaxies at each other.
Yeah, they make their own physics, man. It can get real crazy. Tony has a lot to look forward to.
Aside from like the extreme excessive use of language, it's very not PG. Nope. This game is. But the action, the combos... Even the visual style for a game that was made in 2010, it still looks fantastic. And I know Bayonetta 2 only looks better.
And that really is the best version of 1, too. 1 as well.
There has not been a moment in this game where I'm like, okay, I'm getting bored, or this is not as fun as it was 15 minutes ago, because it continued the if I'm looking at a graph, the line is going up in the amount of fun I'm still having playing this game.
Yeah.
It's
incredible.
There are some of the like mini bosses and things like that that have given me some trouble, specifically Glory and Grace, who I don't know if you remember those characters, Micah.
Not by name.
But they're these.
You remember
two...
the time something crazy happened, then a boss fight, and then something exploded, but then you rode the explosion?
There was that.
Probably that part. Or other one of those parts, because that game is a series of amazing, over-the-top things.
The Glory and Grace are a pair of monsters that attack you at the same time. One of them is made of fire, and one of them is made of electricity.
There it is! just like Gremlins 2!
but the thing is, they are so fast that as soon as you get into the level, if you die and you go back to that checkpoint, they are attacking you the second the game loads. So if you're not pressing the dodge button, they immediately have you in this almost unblockable combo that will take 3/4 of your life in about 3 seconds.
Oh, that's no fun.
So they're the first monsters that I ever had a problem with where I was like, okay, maybe this is not quite as fun, but once I figured out how to continuously dodge them so that I'm just almost nonstop going into bullet time or witch time.
bullet witch time?
Yeah, bullet witch time.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, this is the best bullet witch game I've ever played.
Yep.
Wow. Tell me deep, Shrek.
Bullet Witch is garbage, Shelby.
Come on, I love that game.
And you play it over Bayonetta.
I have finished Bullet Witch multiple times. I did not finish Bayonetta.
So,
talk about cutting me deep.
I tried it. What more do you want from me?
I mean, you know, just some of the bosses, like there's this one boss that is a two-headed dragon that is like on the bottom of this giant statue head, and fighting those things and going the quick time events where you're grabbing one of them and swinging them around. Like, you know, you see those old cartoons where one character just grabs the tail of another character and just starts slamming them back and forth on the ground. Yep. And then one of them's head pops off and I am waiting for the point in this game where I'm like, okay, this moment in this game will not be topped by anything else I'm seeing in this game.
You have a whole other game.
I know. I don't know if I'm ready. I'm going to be ready for Bayonetta 2 because I'm going to need to take a break for a little bit. The one thing I did, I looked at all of the, you know, this has all the Nintendo themed costumes. I looked at those. I'm like, it just looks weird to see her in those costumes playing in this game. So I haven't put any of those Nintendo costumes on while I'm playing.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It is really weird to see her in an outfit not made of her own hair.
Yeah, but at least that outfit looks like it fits in that world. It looks really weird.
I got you. Yeah, anything
weird
with color.
To see Lady Link running around in this world.
Anything with a color other than black, gray, and explosion really doesn't fit in the Bayonetta world too much.
You need to try it, though. When she's Daisy and Peach and she has Bowser's, you know, feet and fists coming out of her portals to punch stuff, it's pretty great.
Yeah, but I think that's one of those novelties that would wear off really quick.
Yeah, but you got to check it out, though.
Oh, I'm going to go back to being, you know, plain old Bayonetta.
You know, you would think chainsaws on the feet is a novelty that wears off pretty quick, but you'd be surprised what kind of mileage you get out of something like that.
Nope. Yeah, the chainsaw moments in this game were awesome. So, really, really, really digging Bayonetta.
Will you beat it this week?
I have no doubt. I looked up to see how long it takes, and it's like 11 or 12 hours to finish the game. I have no doubt that I will be done with the first Bayonetta by Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest, probably.
So maybe we can talk about 2 a little next week?
Maybe, if I don't take a little break from it and start it the week after.
Might need to.
I may need to. And then, the other thing I picked up this week, because when you're in a store, and you have some credit at the store, and there are amiibo sitting there. You make bad decisions.
Just buy them all.
So I bought an amiibo this week.
You should just buy
them. Hold on, I thought you were on the... Oh, no.
What are you buying?
All the amiibo. That's what he's buying, but surely.
there were two sitting there, and I was like, okay, I'm going back and forth. They had Pac-Man and Bowser.
You would have chosen one.
I ended up picking up Bowser.
What the amiibo?
Oh man! So
I have a Bowser.
What did you get, Bowser?
Bowser. The Mario Party version of Bowser. So
party don't stop.
Yeah.
Tony, what have you done?
Abby's played with it more than I've done anything with it this week.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's how you just saw it, sure.
Yep.
It was for them.
It's a child's toy. I got it for my children.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Use your children as a shield, sure.
Whoa.
In my house, they're a child's toy.
Whoa, all right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even pick up that. No, I'm not a grown man. I'm a baby with an adult income.
On the outside, you're a grown man.
Not really.
Things went wrong biologically inside, but on the outside, pretty confident we're adult males. I think.
I'm dreading September when LEGO Dimensions comes out.
Yeah.
Dreading it. So.
I'm so glad I don't care.
I wouldn't care if it wasn't for the fact that I have Doctor Who and Back to the Future hanging out together.
You know what? I do care.
Inside Portal.
I do care about Back to the Future and Portal, but I just. I'm good. Thanks. I got enough toys. I didn't even want to start this amiibo thing. If I could send a message back to the past, I would either, you know, warn Mr. Kennedy of, you know, that library that he's going to drive past and maybe tell myself not to buy amiibo. You know, the two things to set right what once went wrong.
That's true. You know, but when I have the opportunity to buy a Lego TARDIS and a Lego Doctor, I get weak, so...
I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, you could buy another Doctor and amiibo.
No, because he's not been on a shelf, so.
What? Oh. If you wanted that Doctor bad enough, there's ways.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
So, that is it for me this week. Let's take a quick break here and we'll come back and we will talk about the news. So, Micah,
yo,
the news here says that your weekend was ruined. Was that true?
Yeah, a little bit.
So, what is going on with Street Fighter V?
Nothing.
That's not good.
That's the problem. I was super hyped. I was going to come tell you guys about the Street Fighter V beta because I was planning on playing it all weekend. Nope. That thing failed to launch.
Man,
hard.
That sucks. A lot of people are really looking forward to that.
I know. I mean, it's a beta, so I mean, whatever. We can't be bummed out for something we got for free in advance, but it just wouldn't launch ever. Like, I never was able to join anything, even on Thursday night.
But this was part of, you got this for pre-ordering the game, right? Was access to the beta.
Yep.
So,
And they just took it down and sent out a couple of notes to different sites, kind of spreading the word that they're just going to take it down for the time being and no word on when it will be back up.
I mean, do we have any idea what caused them to shut it down? Is it just that it's just not working, or
I'm not sure.
Were some people able to launch it and it was broken?
I think some people were able to successfully play, but after being up, I think for probably just a matter of hours, it came to a screeching halt.
I mean, the silver lining of this whole thing is whatever broke, they know it broke, and now they can fix it so that when the final game comes out, it works right. Right?
Yeah. No, I mean, this is good. It just bummed me out. I want to talk about
it. Oh, yeah, it sucks, yeah.
Well, at least they were quick to address it and then tell you, hey, we're taking it down, it's broken, it's messed up. We'll tell you as soon as it's ready to come back up.
Yep, exactly.
So it's not like they were dragging their feet about it and they're like, oh, maybe it'll be back up, whatever. No, they're just like, no, we're going to take it down, we're going to fix it, we'll bring it back up, and we'll go on from there. I wonder if this will be a situation where they end up compensating people who who pre-ordered the game specifically for this, or if there's something else they're going to do, if they're just going to be like, we'll open it up to other people, or I don't know. But at least we know that they took it down and they're working on whatever it was that caused it to break. So, a lot of the news this week is Micah Heavy. What's going on with arcades? Dave and Buster's, there was a Reddit Ask Me Anything with...
Yeah, they have one of their executives on, a senior vice president of entertainment and game strategy. He was a longtime industry exec. His name's Kevin Bacchus, I guess is how you pronounce it. He didn't ask me anything on Reddit, and it's a fantastic read. I read the entire thing. I mean, it took me a couple hours, but it was a really good read. And out of there, we got a couple good tidbits of news. Tekken 7 is already on a couple location tests. He said that they are going to test the Pokken tournament game, the Pokemon Tekken Fighter.
I believe I like to call it the King of Iron Tail tournament.
Yeah, that. And Dance Dance Revolution 2015.
They're still making new versions of that?
Oh, yeah.
It was a long hiatus, and I think this is the 2014 of Japan version just brought here and relabeled 2015, but even in Japan, that had a bit of a hiatus. So some really cool, exciting U.S. arcade news there, so lots to look forward to. And in Japan, it looks like the Luigi's Mansion game is finally launching.
Yeah, this is the one that, out of all of this news, this was what I was most excited about, because I watched. There was like a 10-minute off-screen video of this, and it looks really good.
Kind of an on-rails, you know, light gun, but it's your Poltergust.
Sort of like a House of the Dead style thing, but it's Luigi's Mansion.
So this was a partnership between Sega, Capcom, and Nintendo, and given the strength of the license, I think there's probably a pretty good chance that that might actually come to the States. I'm optimistic the Dave & Buster's might actually grab that, too. So, it's pretty cool. Also in Japan, they started testing Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Summer Olympics arcade game, too. Oh. They actually had another Sonic game.
Arcade games for that?
This is the first one. There was another Sonic arcade game maybe a year or two ago where you were actually on a treadmill. This one isn't on a treadmill, but it has like giant joysticks, and it is kind of meant to be like a physical.
Were you sure you were in an arcade, or was this a gym, and somebody just slapped Sonic the Hedgehog sticker on a mirror?
It was an arcade.
Okay. They've really figured out how to gamify exercise by putting you in a Sonic treadmill game.
We here at Sega have decided that mobile is not the gaming platform of the future, but fitness gyms, on the other hand.
They're getting into the quality of life game.
We're looking into wearables and things of that sort.
But I think it's cool because we're starting to see Nintendo kind of license out these characters more, you know, and get them in other developers' games and arcades. So we'll see. Pretty cool stuff. So that was it. Just wanted to give an update on new arcade stuff that was announced.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that Luigi's Mansion game. I really hope it does come over here.
I want to play that Pokken tournament game. It looks ridiculous.
Let's see. And the last bit of Make Micah Happy news. Yep. Odin Sphere is getting re-released.
Very good news.
Cool. For PS4, PS3, and Vita.
Vita? Yep. For real? Yep.
Physical and digital. Atlas just announced it yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, this is an updated version of the PS2 game called Odin Sphere Life Drasir. I guess that's how you pronounce it.
No idea.
It'll include a classic mode, which will preserve the original game, but it's also adding mini-bosses or mid-bosses that weren't in the PlayStation 2 version. It's going to have cross-save, and it's going to update the controls to be more like Muramasa.
Nice.
I will get that physically to go right along with Muramasa.
Apparently, they're going to be doing some updates to the enemies as well to give them new thought logic. Whatever, I guess that means they're just going to be smarter enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're addressing the issue of slowdown from the PS2 version, where it had frame rate issues.
Yeah.
Not sure yet if this is going to be cross-buy. I would guess not.
I doubt it. I think it'll be like Dragon's Crown. It was not, but it did have cross-save and stuff.
Yeah. So I will play this again on PS4.
Good.
I love all of these VanillaWare games. All of them are all fantastic.
They really are.
So, look for that. I don't think we know when it's coming. We just know it is coming. So. And then, we have to talk about Amiibo.
No.
No!
Yeah, we do.
No!
No!
Because this is not just Smash Amiibo stock issues.
That doesn't make it any better.
There are apparently issues with the Amiibo cards in Japan.
Great.
What?
Great. They came and keep the supply lines going to their home country. We're doomed.
No, a customer that was shopping for Amiibo cards on AmiAmi received a letter from them concerning their order about the first wave of Amiibo cards. It said, "Dear customer, thanks for shopping at AmiAmi. This message is being sent to you with regards to your order for the item Animal Crossing Amiibo Card Volume 1 5-pack set. Unfortunately, due to production issues, we have been notified by the maker that there's a major stock shortage of this item. We'll be unable to fulfill most orders for the item placed at our store because of this, and we're sorry to say that your order is among those we will not be able to fulfill. Your order for the item will be canceled. While we have not yet received any official notification, it's very possible that the release of the item Animal Crossing Amiibo Card Volume 2 set may be discontinued due to the issues experienced on the production and release of Volume 1. Notices will be sent accordingly if the need arises. On behalf of the maker, we sincerely apologize for the inconvenience that this may have caused.
At 2, Omiyami.
So,
apparently it's really... only way to win is to not play.
It's really hard to make the Animal Crossing cards as well.
Which it shouldn't be. It's just a dang chip and a piece of paper.
So, we also know some of the details about just what they are. In Japan, they're being sold in packs of three for about $3. They're all blind. You're not going to know what you're getting in the pack when you buy them. And our friend Miles here posted on our site that the pricing for the UK versions of them are just insane. And that it looks like packs of six are going to be going for £20.
What?
What? No.
That's $30.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
That can't be right.
No.
Yeah. They don't have official pricing, but this is multiple retailers are showing that.
That has to be a placeholder price. I mean, I'm not certainly not critiquing anyone's Miles' news skills. I'm sure he researches, but that has to be a placeholder. I want to believe that they are not selling those things for $30 for $30 for six cards. That's ridiculous.
Actually, the website shows that the three packs are £20, which can't be right, but still. It's insane that they're even looking at prices like that.
Insane in the brain.
If it's half, even if it's half that, even if it's $15 for a three or six five cards. Pack,
yeah.
Whatever, yeah. If it's $15, I'm on y'all's side. No deal.
These can't be more than $1 a piece here in the States. I don't think they're going to be very successful if you're spending $2 or $3 per card for what is essentially just a chip and a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's steep. Like that's so steep that even all of us are going no. Just like no, that, like sheep for some reason.
Well, I'm interested in Happy Home Designer, so I would probably pick up a bunch of these cards.
Oh, Tony, no, don't let them get you. That's how they get you.
That's the fun part of Animal Crossing that I want to do, though.
No, I got nothing against that.
No fishing, no deal.
So, I really don't like the fact that they're blind and that you're going to end up getting a whole bunch of the same. You know, there's only so many times you can get an Isabel before it gets old.
That's how you sell cards, though. That's how cards are sold in blind bags. So that's how they make money. That's the business model.
That is true, but doesn't mean we have to like it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but I don't know. I never expected anything different, and I think anyone that did was rather foolish because that's the card thing. I mean, Magic cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, every card. That's how you sell them. You sell them in blind deals. Yeah. I'm trying to think of any cards that haven't been sold in blind packages. There are probably some, but can't be a lot.
Well, it's not something new for Nintendo because they sold NFC characters in blind packages as well when they had the Pokemon game.
Well, I wish they would have sold blind packages of characters AR cards. They probably did in some country.
They did in Europe. At least I think that's how Gaz was getting all those cards. Was
starting to think Nintendo of America is a problem.
You think? I'm wondering, yeah, maybe.
So the solution is we need to move to Europe and we'll all be happy.
I didn't.
Or Japan.
I don't think I said that.
We would be very happy there.
Or, you know, just don't get a Meepo and that'll make you happy.
Yeah, that helps.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
This just in, Micah on the front. Micah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Micah, you have a breaking news story for us. Please continue with your report.
Hot off YakuzaFan.com announced today at Summer One Fest 2015, Max Factory will be releasing not just Kazuma Kiryu as a 1/12 scale Figma, but also Goro Majima.
Sweet!
Nice.
Awesome. I didn't even know that. You're scooping me on the Figma news. Look at you, dude.
Yeah, man. double Yakuza Figma action.
Awesome, Gordon. That'd be cool.
What's, that's going to be great.
Yeah, it's cool. The guy Figmas usually aren't as good because, you know, it's hard to do pants, but I don't know. Those will still be cool. I'll buy them.
Pants are hard to model.
I wonder if they'll come with Figmas where you can just, like, they'll have interchangeable torsos where you can just take their shirt off and fight.
They will, yeah.
Kind of tattoos.
Kind of have to, yeah.
Will they come with bikes?
I'll have my little Chibi Kubrick versions next to their big Figma version.
Like, you can totally take off jackets and stuff, so Majima will be easy, but I don't know about Kazuma. That'd be a little more difficult.
I really want to see one of those little clear sticks to be able to go in the back of that base so it'll hold his shirt up in midair so you can pose and throw it.
Nice. Dude, that there's a precedent for that kind of thing. Trust me, that happens. Like, yep. There's a base that came with Labrys from Persona 4 Arena to just hold her fist in the air like she's doing a rocket punch.
Yep.
All right. Esports is a big deal. I don't know if you guys know.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
It is a big deal among a lot of people. And it's becoming such a big deal, and they're trying to take it so much more seriously that they're going to start cracking down on performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, I heard about this. Adderall apparently is the thing they're worried about, right?
Yeah. Earlier this month, a professional Counter-Strike global offensive player claimed that he and his entire team used Adderall during a tournament. Which, if you don't know, Adderall is a medicine that they prescribe for ADHD. It's apparently it gives you like great focus and
it gives you wings, right? That's the thing.
No, that's Red Bull.
Oh, okay, I was off a little bit.
So, and he admitted that during an interview, where the interview was like, "Everybody takes Adderall. What's the big deal?" And then the Esports League responded, "We've known for some time that performance-enhancing drugs would be a challenge we would need to eventually face as the professionalism and stakes increased across the board in esports." This was Anna Roswen. I don't even know. I'm not going to try to
Anna
pronounce
Anna Roswell.
Her last name.
She was there 50.
Anna Roswell. She was at Area 51.
Yeah, when the thing crashed.
Yeah, she told that to Eurogamer. "The PEDs are a topic we're discussing at an organizational level and will be one that we need to address industry-wide going forward to maintain the integrity of our sport. But such things take time," they said. "To introduce drug testing, because at the moment there isn't any, would mean introducing official policies, an appeals process, and likely working with other tournament organizers to create some kind of overall governing body."
Yeah, I bet that is a hard thing to go after. But good on them. They're taking things seriously. But wow, well, that's
one of the things that they are seriously trying to get themselves taken, you know, seriously as a legitimate competitive thing. And I think, first of all, an overall governing body for one, if they can find one organization that can take it to a mainstream type audience, that's going to be something they're absolutely going to have to deal with. But the other thing is, how are you, for drugs like that, how are you going to differentiate from the people that are taking them for legitimate reasons versus the people that are taking them for competitive reasons? And how do you balance that? And then what kind of penalties do you have in place? I mean, there's a lot of things you have to deal with when you're talking about performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, just ask any of the professional sports leagues.
Yeah, where do you draw the line? Is caffeine a performance-enhancing drug at some point? Do you have to outlaw that?
And there's no way to really, you know, police something like that. I mean, yeah, you can tell people not to drink pop for 2 weeks before a match.
Yeah, like I say, it's hard.
So you're gonna have to then, which drugs are going to be on that list, which drugs aren't going to be on that list. There's a lot of things you're going to have to take into consideration. But at the same time, you do want people to be on as competitive a level as you possibly can. You don't want people taking, you know, getting this kind of advantage over other people who are trying to do it more legitimately. But I don't know where you're going to come down on something like that.
I don't know. They'll figure it out, I guess.
So, I've been watching a whole lot more. I watched quite a bit of Evo over the weekend, last weekend. I think I ended up one night watching it for 3 hours straight.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I can't play Street Fighter to save my life, but I enjoy watching high-level players do the things they do in that game because it's crazy the kind of stuff they can do.
That's sad because nobody can really play Street Fighter V. Oh.
Oh.
Too soon, man.
Maybe if Street Fighter V took some performance-enhancing drugs, it'd be up right now.
That seriously ruined my whole weekend, you guys. We shouldn't be joking about this.
I'm sorry, Mike. Have all of us played The Last of Us?
No, Shannon? I have not.
You have not? Shelby, did you play it?
I think so. Yeah, I played it.
So, we all loved it, right? All of us that played it thought it was a fantastic game.
It was cool.
It's one of those games that if the 15 minutes into it, I was like, I have to shut this off. Because it's going to toy with...
It got real, yeah.
It got real, real, real fast. Naughty Dog...
Wait, again, why was it going so fast? I don't understand.
They didn't waste time tugging at the heartstrings in that game. So, Naughty Dog thought the game was going to tank, though. They were not sure that they were putting out a product that people were going to like. Naughty Dog's co-director, Bruce Straley, was actually talking to Will Wheaton in a roundtable interview this week and said that long in development, they didn't think the game was going to work. He said, we thought it was going to tank. We thought we're going to ruin the name and the image of Naughty Dog that's been so hardly built for years with blood, sweat, and tears. We thought we were ruining Naughty Dog's image. The problem wasn't the story or the setting. It was mechanical. I thought we'll be lucky to scrape by with an 85 Metacritic just because it wasn't gelling. It was a set of really lucky breaks in gameplay decisions we made that made everything fall into place and turn into a fun game. So I just thought it was interesting that this came out, that even the developers were like, we're not sure this is a game people are going to like.
I would love
to be a fly on the wall during some of these meetings where they make decisions on this kind of stuff. I think that's fascinating how they get to decision making.
I really want to know when they thought it was going to tank, because when they showed that game off like at E3 for the first time, freaking people were super excited about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it released to some amazing acclaim. People were just praising that game from the day it came out.
It is a very well-made game.
So, even I played through it and thought it was, you know, I was a little worried about the zombie sort of type of thing, but that was a fantastic game. I loved every minute of it.
It is probably to date the most well-constructed game I've ever played.
It is certainly one of them, if not the best. So, yeah, I'd love to hear more developers talking about this. Some of those games that people just love to know in how the developers thought about the game during development. So, but I don't know how many developers you're going to get, they're going to be that open about the projects they're working on for things like that.
Probably not a lot.
So, but that's it for the news this week. There was really not a whole lot to talk about. There's nothing going on in the world of video games as far as huge news. So let's move on to reader feedback. Our first one comes from Nick this week via Facebook, and he wants to know, what do you consider your biggest gaming accomplishment?
Beating all the stuff in N+.
Yeah, that wow.
It was a chore, yeah. Like I even beat all of the, I guess I haven't beat everything. I beat all 50 levels that came with the game on Xbox Live. I beat all the three downloadable level packs they put in, even though for some reason I beat the last one twice and it never saves because that game's got some weird save bug stuff. I did never beat all of the expert levels. I beat some of them, but not all of them. But yeah, getting that achievement, When I beat the first original 50 levels, that was something.
I'm not a very accomplished gamer. I don't have any platinum trophies or anything like that. The only thing I can think of, Katie had Point Blank on the DS. You guys remember Point Blank? It was an old light gun game in the arcade. They made a touchscreen tap version of kind of the same games for the DS. Anyways, there was a mini game where you basically try to tap a fly. She couldn't do it to save her life, poor girl. She handed it to me, and I got this fly in like a tenth of a second. And it's like one pixel flying around the screen. And I Mr. Miyagi'd that fly, dude. She was speechless. She was talking about it for a decade.
Haven't we had this question before? I feel like I've said this exact thing, and I think we've answered this before
in the past.
Yeah, okay. That's probably my biggest accomplishment. And it wasn't even my system. Dang it.
100%ing an Assassin's Creed. That is a completely different game.
I mean, if you want all 100%, you gotta be kind of greedy.
100%ing an Assassin's Creed game, the one time I did it was pretty exciting. I don't know that it's my greatest accomplishment, but it's the one that comes to mind first.
I have one platinum trophy, and that is for Grim Fandango.
I have zero. I did 100% Mutant Muds, but I didn't get a platinum trophy for it.
You know who 100% of that game like seven times?
Ethan. Yep. He's really good at Mutant Muds. Ben via Facebook wants to know, what do you think about Five Nights at Freddy's 4 releasing months before it was supposed to release?
What? 4? What? When did 3 come out?
A while ago.
Wow. Okay, well.
And 4 came out this week.
I had no idea they had gotten that far. I know 2 came out pretty soon after 1.
You know, like a month or two after
1. Yeah, it was very sudden.
I know little to nothing about Five Nights at Freddy's other than the fact that there were a lot of people cosplaying as characters from it.
It's true. There were
a lot.
And
Tokyo and Tulsa. Yep. It was a lot. Yeah.
It is one of the biggest games on YouTube for Let's Plays. I mean, everybody's done Five Nights at Freddy's Let's Plays. Ethan sent me a message earlier today, I think, that said it's been 1 year since all 4 of those games have come out. Like they all 4 came out in a 1 year period.
Wow. Yep.
The first one, he said, launched last August. And then like a month later, the second one came out. 3 or 4 months later, the third one came out. And now we've got Five Nights at Freddy's 4. So, I have played 0 of them.
I played the first 2 a little bit.
I don't like to scare myself. So, I mean, they're big in my house, but not for me. My kids love them. Daniel via Facebook wants to know, what was your favorite animated movie growing up? And I know we've talked about this before. Mine's Aladdin. Has been for a very long time. I love Aladdin.
I watch Toy Story a lot.
God, no, you don't. No, you don't. I love you, Shelby. But... I think in our entire trip to Tulsa and back, we watched Toy Story like 40 times.
I don't think
it's just on loop in your car.
I don't think
every that's time we were possible. In the car, Woody.
Yeah, we don't actually own a copy of Toy Story, but we rented it on Amazon Prime video once, or 2 or 3 times at this point. We've rented it more than it would have cost to actually buy the movie. But every time we buy it, Andrew watches it nonstop for the 3 days that we have it.
It's a great movie.
I like Goofy movie a lot, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's very good. I think last time this question came up, I said The Nightmare Before Christmas, and I'll stick with that.
That's not a good movie.
Are you sure these are new questions? You just accidentally pulled like questions from an old show notes or something, Tony?
These are all from Facebook today.
All right. Well, new people listening to the show, then. That's cool.
That is true. We do have, there are quite a few new names, so. Which is good. I like to see the new names.
Yeah, it's awesome. So,
Chris via Facebook wants to know, what's your take on the death of Couch Co-op?
I don't think it's dead.
I'm pretty sure there was a second gunman on the grassy knoll.
Gosh.
What?
Just going to keep talking here. I just played J-Star's Victory versus Plus or whatever last night, Couch Co-op. I don't think it's dead.
I've been playing some Star World Couch Co-op. So.
Played some more Star Wars last night, too, Couch Co-op. And Speedrunners, you know what that game is?
I have heard of that, but cool. I have not played it.
That game's awesome. I haven't played it, but it looks really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff exists on PC. Or other well, I guess if you count Ouya, I don't know. Like Towerfall, Samurai Gun... Nidhogg, Speedrunners. A lot of those games are on PC.
At least half those you mentioned are on PS4, though.
I think last time I was over at Micah's house, we played Phantom Breaker Battlegrounds on.
Yeah, on that's 360. On PS4 now, too, yeah.
I don't know that Couch Co-op is as dead as people want to say it is, but I think it's becoming less of a feature, except for people like Nintendo, who still do put a fairly big emphasis. I mean, they do have things that are strictly online co-op, like, you know, Splatoon, but even that has some local co-op modes. I think you might have to search a little more for some of those games, but there are still a lot of really fun local co-op games out there.
I think Kirby. Maybe he's referring to that games that used to be famous for it, like maybe first-person shooters, that feature is now being taken out of them to be solely online. But I don't think that, you know, there's like no couch co-op games anymore. They're definitely on. But I see what he's saying.
That stuff is shifting, like Call of Duty doesn't, because, you know, they're trying to push the graphics as far as they can, and they have to make Modern such Halo? Sacrifices to do that stuff. I don't know if Halo 5 is going to do or not. I'm trying to think if Halo 4 did.
I know Halo Reach had local co-op.
Yeah, because I remember we played that. I don't know about 4. I've never tried, I don't think.
I don't remember.
And maybe it's just because I live in a house with a bunch of kids. We play stuff together all the time, so... You know, couch co-op is still very much alive in my house.
Yeah, I think it's really important. It's my preferred way to play.
Kyle via Facebook wants to know, what do you guys think of Mario Maker? Is it one you're willing to buy at launch? Are you waiting for the price to drop? Or are you going to pre-order it with all the Amiibo?
Not getting the Amiibo.
I'm going to get the Amiibos.
I did get it off. I did pre-order it on Amazon. Because that's something I want to play. That's something I know I will play and I will get, you know, $60 worth of fun out of.
You lucky Europeans are getting your fancy box version. We had made no announcement in the States about anything like that yet. Pretty jealous. Yeah, that's absolutely a day one buy. I think that game is going to have tremendous value. I think it's going to be up there like with Mario Paint and Mario All-Stars. It's probably like an all-time classic Mario thing that just has tremendous value and replay value, you know?
This game, it's going to last a very long time, too.
Exactly, exactly. And I don't think it's going to have a price drop. If ever, for a long, long time. So, and honestly, if you have any interest, I think you should absolutely pick that up day one.
Honestly, what I'm most excited about day one is being there with everyone else day one. Like, oh, this is it. And just seeing, like, what levels pop up on day one. Just being in that, you know, having that same day one experience as everyone else. And seeing, you know, what levels go up. You know, seeing what people are saying on the internet. You know, if I followed Twitter and Facebook and things like that, that'd be a good thing, too. But... that's like a community kind of thing. It's like, it's fun to watch a movie at home by yourself, but it's like fun to go watch a movie with people because you hear other people laugh and whatnot. It's a community experience kind of thing, you know?
I pre-ordered it through Best Buy, but that's mostly because Gamer Club Unlocked, 20% off, $47.99. So.
Yeah, I will be getting that day one as well, and I'm pretty sure we will have a section on at least the Facebook group where we have, you know, videos for levels and pictures of levels and things to talk about Mario Maker level specifically.
I kind of need a purpose for all these Amiibo.
So, I am incredibly excited about that. I cannot wait to be able to get in there and start making Mario levels. It's something, you know, I've drawn out Mario levels on paper before that I never would have gotten to make, and now I'll be able to, finally get the chance to make my own Mario levels and see how I am at doing stuff like that. Cannot wait.
Gonna be good.
So, Jason via Facebook says, did you know that Summer Games Done Quick, the week-long video game speedrunning marathon dedicated to raising money for charity, starts up on Sunday, July 26th and ends in the wee hours of the morning on Sunday, August 2nd? He wanted to plug that hard.
I said, it sounds like a commercial.
Is anyone planning on watching?
No.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's some fun stuff in there.
If they're going to speedrun Animal Crossing or something like that again, that was pretty awesome to watch last time.
I will pick and choose, but I'll probably watch a few things. I don't generally watch very much because there's not a lot that I just want to sit down and watch people speedrun. But
yeah, there'll be a couple highlights I'll check out, though.
Yeah, there are probably going to be things that I do want to watch.
I think it was last summer I was watching it in the Arcadia Retrocade in Arkansas in Fayetteville. And that was just surreal, being in this, you know, arcade, and then all the TVs that they had around the arcade were other people playing games, and it just felt like the entire world was playing video games. It's kind of a cool, happy, surreal moment.
Yeah. And then our last one comes in from Joel this week via Facebook, and he wants to know, sausage or bacon?
Sausage. Bacon.
That's a hard question.
Bacon. No,
bacon.
Bacon.
I'll do turkey bacon if we're going bacon.
Turkey bacon's good.
Sausage, just regular pork sausage.
I'll go with turkey bacon.
I don't know if I can pick one over the other.
I do like turkey bacon. But I would pick bacon over sausage. But that's it. That's the show for this week, guys. So if anybody out there has any comments, questions, feedback about anything you heard on the show this week, you can send that to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Nintendo_Oki. Head on over to YouTube, check out the stuff we've got going on over there, or come on over to the Facebook group and talk to us there. We have a lot of stuff going on. Make sure you listen to the other shows, Data Drain and Nintendo Pals, that we've got from the rest of the Nintendo Oki family.
Maybe another podcast coming at some point. Who knows?
Maybe another podcast coming.
Maybe.
Okay.
Tease.
There you go.
Maybe I've already got it edited on my computer. Maybe. Maybe.
Tease. What is it?
Maybe.
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 Tease.
I don't know. Maybe I'm making it all up. You don't know.
It's going to hack into your computer.
Shannon, thanks for being on the show this week.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Mike, for being on the show.
Why are you sorry, Shannon?
I'll probably hear it in some outtake.
Stop weeping into your microphone. Every episode, Shannon's just weeping into his microphone.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
And Shelby, as always, thank you for co-hosting this craziness.
Oh, yeah, sure, whatever.
And having said that, we'll see everybody again in 7 days.
Are you trying to say I took things too far by comparing amiibos to the assassination of a live human being?
I am, but it's okay. What's done is done. It's recorded. It's going to be on the internet forever. We all make mistakes.